This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri voters will face three different ballot initiatives Tuesday that seek to legalize marijuana for medical use. St. Louis Public Radio's Joe Manis looks at the differences between the proposals.
Marie DeBoer of Webster Groves is on the front line of the longstanding debate in Missouri over medical marijuana. She hopes legalization will change her life.
I have multiple sclerosis, and I have tried it in legal recreational states and have had benefits. My friends with MS in other states tell me how beneficial it is to them.
DeBoer backs Amendment 2, a constitutional amendment that has raised the most money and has the most endorsements. Jack Cardetti is the spokesman for its campaign committee.
Our group is a true coalition of veterans, patients, and healthcare providers with one simple goal, and that's to make Missouri the 31st state that allows doctors, state licensed physicians, to recommend medical marijuana to patients with serious and debilitating illnesses.
DeBoer, who just turned 40, says she fits that bill.
I'm hoping that with the use of medical marijuana, I'll be able to be more active in my life and have more of a quality of life with my daughter and with my partner, so that I'm not sitting at home whenever they go out to do things that I can't join in on.
So far, there is no organized opposition to legalize marijuana in Missouri for medicinal use. But Brandon Costarison with the National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse in St. Louis sees lots of problems.
Missourians deserve better. They deserve better oversight, they deserve better regulation, and they shouldn't be paying taxes on their medicine.
The real fight is between the ballot proposals. Amendment 2 would impose a 4% tax on marijuana sales. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services would be in charge of implementing the program. That includes the licensing of medical marijuana cultivation facilities and dispensaries. Any money left over would go to the Missouri Veterans Commission. As Amendment 2's backers see it, their main opposition is Amendment 3, a controversial proposal. Amendment 3 is primarily backed by Brad Bradshaw, a physician and lawyer in Springfield, Missouri. He has put up most of the money to get his plan on the ballot.
Medical marijuana will reduce suffering, and its tax revenue will lead to early detection and cures. It is the perfect marriage of ideas.
Amendment 3 calls for a 15% tax. Half of the money raised would pay for a new medical research center that would be devoted to curing cancer. Bradshaw would be initially in charge of setting up a board to oversee the center and the medical marijuana program. Cardetti with Amendment 2 accuses Bradshaw of trying to set himself up as, quote, the marijuana czar, and notes that Amendment 3 would have no government oversight. Bradshaw says the lack of government control would be a good thing. Former state Supreme Court Judge Mike Wolf says that the amendment that receives the most votes will be the one that goes into effect. Others aren't so sure. Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft, who oversees elections, predicts a court fight over the results. The third pot proposal is Proposition C, which would change state law but would not alter Missouri's constitution. There are legal questions should it pass, along with Amendment 2 or 3. Proposition C calls for a 2% tax on the sale of marijuana. The money would be split among veteran services, drug treatment, and early childhood education. Mike Colonna is a former legislator who is among the leaders of the Proposition C campaign. He says the proposition offers more flexibility than an amendment.
We can go to the General Assembly and ask for more licenses to be created. We can ask for more grow facilities to be authorized.
Dr. Mimi Vo of St. Louis is watching the debate closely. Although she backs Amendment 2, Vo's chief aim is to see medicinal use of marijuana legalized in Missouri.
In the states that have legalized cannabis for use as a medicine, the Journal of American Medical Association found that there's 25% less deaths from opiate overdose.
Many states will be watching to see what Missouri voters decide. I'm Joe Manis, St. Louis Public Radio.